Hey, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. The other day I was leaving work downtown Atlanta, and sometimes when I pull out, the downtown area is so bright that I don't notice that I don't have my lights on until I get like through the light down the street, and then I'm like, uh-oh, kind of dark. Click, click. But the other night when I pulled out, one of the lights on the street maybe wasn't working or something, but it was real dark. So as soon as I got out of the garage, I realized I didn't have my lights on. And when I turned my lights on, the light that wasn't working must have started working because everything illuminated. And in that moment, I was like, oh, that's how it worked when we let our light shine. So it's two part. Walk with me here. I think sometimes in life, we're around a lot of bright people. You know, a lot of people that are doing amazing things. Our circle, everybody in our circle is doing great things and praising God and moving forward. And it's just a season of abundance. So sometimes it's easy to overlook how awesome you're doing, how many times you showed up, how you're walking in a space now that you used to pray to be in, how your life is really good because you're surrounded by so much good. You don't realize how good you got it. But then I think there are also those times, spaces that you're accustomed to, just kind of falling in the groove in, have changed a little bit. And because those spaces have altered, you might have to turn your light up a notch. Not just to illuminate that space, but because just like when I pulled out that garage, that light wasn't working. And when I turned my headlights on, all of a sudden it worked. I don't think I caused that, but you get what I'm saying. Sometimes you turning your light on is a signal to others around you that it's time to turn theirs on too. You're being bold. You're walking in God's goodness. You're exposing the things that God has done in your life. You're sharing your testimonies. You're being transparent about seasons that maybe didn't feel so good. But owning those victories and being grateful for what God is doing with you now, that somehow gives permission to those around you to click the high beams too, to share their stories as well, to be grateful in the season they're in too, because they do know a season that didn't feel so good. So today's Jesus and Coffee episode is just a reminder, friend, to turn your lights on. Click the switch. Let that light shine. Don't be ashamed of what God has brought you through. Don't hide behind others who may be shining their lights real bright. It's time to step out of the shadows. It's time to expose what God is doing in your life right now. Because your experience being exposed not only empowers others, but it unlocks a whole new level of blessing. Because the more you're grateful for, the more you have to be grateful for. And God is in the blessing business. He's not done yet. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this episode of Jesus and Coffee. Thank you for everything that you are doing with the person that is listening right now. I just thank you for their life. I thank you for everything that you have brought them through. Thank you for their childhood. Thank you for the areas that they had overflow and the areas that they lacked, because I know that you were doing something good with all of it. Lord, I thank you for the space you have them in now, because it is creating the opportunity that lies ahead. I thank you for the relationships that exist and the relationships that are expiring. I thank you that they are beginning to understand their light, that the fear attached to turning it on because somebody might look at them is going away. Lord, that they are beginning to be comfortable being looked at, that they are beginning to own the fact that they are different, because different is unique. Unique stands out. And those that stand out weren't meant to fit in. You've created them in such a mighty way, and I'm so grateful. Lord, I'm grateful that they exist because someone else's life is better because they're here. And you knew that that would be. So Lord, I thank you for it all. And I thank you for a blessed week ahead, that whatever we go through, whatever seasons we are in, that you are there also. And it all works out for our best. Thank you for this space. Thank you for this covering. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you that every day forward is better than the days that are behind. We appreciate, value, and just thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, friend, and I'll catch you next week on Jesus and Coffee.